感谢主，让我们这一次来到圣经的最后一本书。
I thank the Lord that we have now come to study the very last book of the Bible.
今天正好就是我们一起来纪念主的降生。
And today is a special day because we've gathered together to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus.
你如果看今天的这个秩序单上，我的题目今天要讲的是神的道。与耶稣基督的见证。
If you look on the bulletin, the topic of my message today is the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
请我们打开启示录第一章。
Revelation chapter 1.
我们要看三处的圣经。
We'll read three passages.
第一处我们要读的是第二节。
First, we'll read from verse 2.
我们一起同声来读，中英文一起来读。
Let's read this together in English and in Chinese.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的，都证明出来。这里你要注意两个词汇。
I want you to pay special attention to two words here.
就是神的道和耶稣基督的见证。
The word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ.
第二处就是第三节。
Second place we'll look at is verse 3.
念这书上的预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。在这里，这个字就是神的道，在中文圣经翻译是书。
The word in here, in verse 3, here the words of the prophecy in Chinese version is read the books of the prophecy.
我不知道为什么在这里中文把它翻译成书这个字，英文是对的，是道。
I don't know why the Chinese decided to use the word books, but in fact it meant the words of the prophecy.
对，那么然后最后一处我们要读的是第八节第九节。
The last passage we'll read is in verse 8 and 9.
主神说，我是阿尔法，我是欧米伽，是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶路撒冷的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那巴摩的海岛上。
Say, I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
这里又出现这个词汇，就是今天我们的主题，为神的道并给耶稣做的见证。
Here we see again a terminology which is also our topic today, the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们实在感谢你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you.
这个伟大神的道，有一天道成肉身。
This wonderful word of God one day became flesh.
你要把你自己表明在这个宇宙中。
You want to show yourself in this universe.
主啊，我们何等渺小！
Lord, we are so small.
但是你告诉我们，你就是因着这个道，你创造了这个宇宙。
Thank you that you've told us for the purpose of this word, you created the universe.
你也创造了我们整个的人类。
And you created the human race.
而宇宙没有口，无法表明神的荣耀。
The universe does not have a mouth to speak of the glory of God.
宇宙是用他们的运行，他们的活动来表明神的智慧，但是我们人用我们的口，用我们的心来唱歌，用我们的词、诗歌、词汇来表明神的荣耀。
The universe demonstrates the wisdom of God through its order, but all of us people, we can use our mouths to open our mouths to sing praises to you.To testify to your greatness.
因为我们里面有你的生命。
Because we have your life in us.
因为我们是你最高的创造。
Because we are your greatest creation.
主啊，今天我们一起来到你的施恩宝座，我们要把你自己的话、 来传讲。
Today, as we come before your throne, we want to deliver your words.
我们只有感觉说话的人的有限，听话的人也是有限。
We feel the limitation of the one who speaks and the ones who hear.
我们只有来到圣灵的面前求帮助。
We can only go before the Holy Spirit and ask for His help.
我们求赐人智慧与启示的灵赏给我们。
We pray that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照明我们心中的眼睛。
To shine light upon the eyes of our hearts.
让我们能真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
主，让耶稣基督降世的这个故事不再是一个小时候听的故事。
So that the story of Jesus' birth is no longer a childhood story.
主，让我们在我们年岁增长的时候对这个真理有更深的认识，更深的启示。
As we grow in years, give us a deeper understanding into this truth.
听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
整个的启示录二十二章圣经。
The 22 chapters in the book of Revelation.
它到底在讲什么
？What is it talking about?
十九章告诉我们，预言中的灵乃是为耶稣基督做见证。
In chapter 19, it tells us the Spirit in prophecy testifies for Jesus.
66卷书来到这最后这一卷的时候，就是整个圣经的最高峰。
As you come to the very last book, the 66 books in the Bible, it's the climax.
这本书要解释宇宙的结局。
This book will explain the end result of the universe.
这本书要解释我们基督徒最后的那一个目标。
This book will explain the final destination of all Christians.
这本书解释了人类为什么有苦难。
This book explains why there is suffering in this world.
有天灾。
Why there are natural disasters.
有战争。
And wars.
有地震。
And earthquakes.
有许多我们人类遭受的这些大的苦难。
A great deal of sufferings that the humans have experienced.
每一个人都在问，我们为什么有这么多的苦难在这个地球上。
Everybody wants to know why is it that we encounter all these disasters in this world.
如果没有启示录，我们没有人解释，没有办法解释。
Without revelation, you can't explain that.
但是启示录就把整个人类受苦的奥秘解释出来了。
But revelation explains the mystery behind suffering of the human beings.
刚刚我们诗班我们姐妹献诗的时候，特别跟我们有一点短短的分享。
Our sister earlier shared a little bit before the songs.
她读了这本书里面一节很重要的圣经，就是四章的一个宣告，二十四个长老做的宣告。
She read an important proclamation, which is in Revelation chapter 4.
这个宣告是什么
？What is that proclamation?
就是这一切宇宙的存在是有目的的。
It tells us that there is purpose for this universe to be in existence.
科学家今天最高的物理学家能够告诉我们的是，宇宙的存在是从无变有的。
The best physicists can tell us that creation, the universe came from nowhere. One day it just existed.
科学家给他一个词叫做 Big Bang.
They call the Big Bang theory.
我不喜欢中文的翻译叫做大爆炸。
The Chinese call it the Great Explosion.
因为你去看他原来这个人用这个词汇的时候，他的 Big Bang 是讲到烟花那个。July 4th 放的那个烟花。
If you understand why they call it Big Bang, they try to describe it as if the fireworks going off.
对，炸弹的爆炸不是烟花的爆炸不一样。
An explosion is different than the fireworks are going off.
你看那些自杀分子身上绑了炸弹，嘣一炸，旁边的人统统死，他自己也四分五裂。
If you look at a terrorist who strap themselves to bombs, it explodes and kills themselves as well as the people around them.
是破坏性的。
It's destruction.
是把所有美好的生命把它统统炸散了，再炸得四分五裂。
It destroys life and destroys beauty.
但是当这个物理学家说到这个宇宙的开始的是 Big Bang， 它是指着烟花的爆炸。
So when the person who created the term Big Bang, he meant to describe it as fireworks.
是经过设计的。
There is design behind it.
它是 bang 一下的，你可以看到说，有的是圆的，有的是新的，有的是红的，有的绿的，紫的，蓝的，什么颜色都有，是很漂亮的。
After the Big Bang theory, you see that the universe is created in different colors.
是设计的，有一个智慧在后头。
There is by design.
神要借着圣经告诉我们，他用他的话创造这个世界。
The God tells us that He created this universe with His word.
那今天我们的题目就是神的道。
So this is our topic today, the word of God.
啊，我们，我今天的时间很短了。
I only have very little time to share today.
我要在这么几分钟里面要把神的道这三个字解释清楚。
So I want to use the brief time that I have to explain to you the word of God.
那真是要神迹奇事。
It will take a miracle to do.
这个作者约翰说，我今天在巴摩海岛受苦。
John, who wrote Revelation, said, I am experiencing great difficulty here in Patmos.
皇帝把我放逐在这个荒岛上。
Caesar put me in this deserted island.
只有一个理由。
There's only one reason behind it.
因为我的一生就是见证神的道与耶稣的见证，就是为这一个，我今天在巴摩海岛。
The reason I'm here on this deserted island is because I've spent my life testifying to the word of God and testimony of Jesus.
但是神并没有忘记这个仆人。
But God did not forget this old servant.
在苦难里头，我们会问为什么？那么神就用八个意象来解释他的遭遇。
As he was suffering, he might ask the question why, and God gave him eight visions to explain to him.
所以在这一本书里面，他要解释神的道是什么。
So in this book, he will explain what the word of God is.
这个神的见证是什么？耶稣基督的见证是什么
？And what is the testimony of Jesus?
在他的书信里头，这个约翰的著作。
In John's writings, in his letters.
他整个有约翰福音，有约翰一二三书，有启示录。
He has written the Gospel according to John, and First and Third, Second and Third John, and Revelation.
那么，这个字是他用的特别多的，就是在整个的新约里头，他约翰这个人用这个字用的最多，道。
This word is mostly used by John in the writings of the New Testament.
他在约翰福音里面用了61次。
He used it 61 times in the Gospel of John.
在启示录里面，他用了18次这个字。
He used it 18 times in Revelation.
所以，如果我们要明白到底他一生为这个神的道做见证，到底他指的是什么说的
？So if you want to truly understand what this word is that he has spent his life for,
他值得把他的一生为这个道而活而做见证。
It's something that John felt deserving of his whole life.
这是整个新约圣经最大的一个字，道。
This word.Is the greatest word in all of the New Testament.
神的道
The word of God.
啊，到底这个是什么
？What is the word of God?
那你会发现，他的著作里，在这一本书信里头呢，他告诉我们，他讲这个道，是我亲自经历过的。
He said, John said, this word is something that he experienced himself.
因为他说。那他的书信也是告诉我们，是我亲身经历过，是亲眼看见，亲手摸过的。
It's something that he has seen with his own eyes and he's touched with his own hands.
然后他为这个而活，见证这个道。
And this is what he spent his life testifying.
而且第三章又告诉，第三节又告诉我们说，凡念这个预言，这个道的人。
And verse 3 he tells us.Whoever reads this word with the words of the prophecy.
我刚刚解释了说这个中文这个书啊，应该就是指这个 logos 说的。
Chinese Bible says the word books, but it also meant words and or logos.
啊，听不管念也好，听也好。
So whether you read it or you hear it,
你遵守其中所记载的，你就有福。
And you heed the things which are written in it, then you're blessed.
所以。我们今天我们都念了，对不对
？So we've all read.
那你们现在正在听了。
And you're hearing them as we speak.
所以你们开始有福了。
And you're starting to be blessed.
啊，怎么有福呢？听见了，遵守，你就有福了。
If you heed what you hear, then you're blessed.
啊，所以这个道太重要了。
So this word is important.
那整个这一个约翰的著作就是要把这个道启示给我们。
So this writing of John will reveal the word to us.
好，那么我们就来看约翰怎么样用这个字。
Let's look at how John uses this word.
那约翰用这个字呢？那当然你就要看到他的约翰福音。
You have to look at the gospel according to John.
你会发现约翰福音一开始第一句话就这个字就出来了。
This word appears in the very first verse of John.
约翰福音一章一节，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
中文用这个字道啊，英文用这个字叫 word， 其实你好好想想，很玄的。
The Chinese translation, there's a double meaning in it.
对 ，double meaning。话好像很简单，我们现在我在讲话，他在翻译，这都是话。
The Chinese translation for words is very casual, just you know, like speaking words, chatting words.
那所以翻译圣经的人就没有选这个话这个字，而用另外一个字叫道。
So the translator of the Bible into Chinese used a more formal word which describes words.
他说太初有道。
And this word,
in the beginning.
In the beginning there was a word.
英文读过去也没有什么了不起 ，word 到处都是。
It doesn't really have that connotation in English word.
但是圣经讲的道。是一个很特别的事。
But the word according to the Bible is a very special one.
他说这个道是与神同在，
the、
而且说
word,
这个道就是神的自己。
It is special because the word was with God and the word was God.
所以当这个神启示给约翰讲到耶稣是谁的时候。
So when God revealed to John who Jesus was,
他讲耶稣就是在一切开始之前最先的存在就是道。
Jesus is the same as the first existence before all creation, which is the Word.
因为他讲这句话的时候是把整个的事情带到太初就是最早最早最早。
When he said in the beginning, he meant the very, very beginning.
人家问这些发明 Big Bang Theory 的这些科学家说，在 Big Bang 之前是什么？
When people ask the scientists who believe in the Big Bang Theory, they ask them, what was before the Big Bang?
科学家说 nothing.
They say it's nothing.
什么都没有。
There's nothing there.
但是圣经告诉我们，在这整个宇宙没有产生之前，就有一样东西叫做道。
But the Bible tells us, even before the creation of the universe, there was something in the beginning, and that thing is the Word.
道就是神。
And that Word was God.
然后这个道创造了宇宙万有。
And through this Word, the universe is created.
然后有一天，这个道穿上了肉身来到这个地上。
And one day, this Word became flesh.
第二句话叫做道成了肉身。住在我们中间。
This word becoming flesh and dwelt among men.
那么中文圣经也好，英文圣经也好，我们看见的是用住在我们中间。
And both English and Chinese translation said the word dwelt among us.
但是实际原文用的这个住字，是翻译的时候，它是应该翻译成支搭帐篷在我们中间。
In the original meaning, the word dwelt literally meant set up tent among us.
英文圣经有的版本就把它翻译成 tabernacle among us.
Or in some English translations, it said the word tabernacle among us.
对，所以就是说道是抽象的。
So the word is abstract.
是不像这个物质是一个具体的东西。
It's not like a material thing.
但是这个抽象的道有一天具体化了，它以肉身出现在这个。
But this abstract word one day solidifies and became a flesh and it dwelt among men.
变成一个人。
It became a person.
然后这个人好像一个旧约那个会幕一样的支搭在这个人的中间，住在我们中间。
And this person, just like the Old Testament tabernacle, is set up a tabernacle and dwelt among us.
在这个道的里面充满了神的恩典。与神的真理。
In this word, it is full of God's grace and His truth.
那他的门徒们就见过他的荣光。
And his disciples have seen his glory.
因为他们曾经被带到变化山上去。
Because they were brought upon the Mount Transfiguration.
他看过耶稣的原貌。
They saw Jesus' true self.
就是荣耀。
It is glorious.
这个道是充满了神的荣耀。
And this word is full of God's glory.
而且他们知道他就是父怀里的独生子。
And they came to know him as the beloved Son of God.
所以这个创造宇宙万有的这个智慧的神，他把他自己向我们来启示的时候，是借着他的儿子来道成肉身，启示给我们认识他。
So God used the method of allowing His Son to become the Word and reveal Himself to us that way.
那很可惜，这个道来到地上，应该是被这个世界欢迎接受。
Unfortunately, this Word.Who came into this earth should have been received welcome by its people.
但是圣经告诉我们，事实不是如此。
But that's not what happened.
他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接受他。
He came into this world, but his people did not accept him.
这个创造万有的主来到他自己造的万物中，可是这些人不要他。
This creator of the universe came into the universe, came into his people, but people did not want him.
这是两千年前耶稣基督降生的时候的故事。
This is the story of Jesus' birth 2,000 years ago.
在那33年的里头，这个道行走在人中间。
In that 33 and a half years, this word was walking among its people.
他把自己隐藏起来，但是向那些渴慕真理的人显露出来。
He hid himself, but to those who seek the truth, he revealed himself.
那些像婴孩一样简单的信心接受他的人，他就成为他们生命的主。
Those who had childlike faith, who were willing to accept him, he revealed himself to them and became their Lord.
地上的君王不认识他。
The kings of the world did not know him.
地上的富人、财主不认识他。
The wealthy of the world did not want him.
但是那些清心的人有福了。
But those who are poor in spirit are blessed.
神就把他自己启示在这一小群人的中间。
God revealed himself among this small group of people.
那这些人就成为他的见证人。
And these people became his witnesses.
这本书的作者就是其中的一位。
And John is one of them.
他说我就在这一生为他做见证。
And he used his whole life to bear this witness.
我把我所听见的。
What he has heard.
我所看见的。
What he has seen.
我都见证出来。
He will witness.
那么到了第二章二十二节。
When you come to chapter 2, verse 22.
说到门徒想起来，到他父死里复活以后，门徒就想起他说过的话，便信了圣经和耶稣所说的。
In the Gospel of John. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
你会发现，最先这个道是在父那里。
In the very beginning, the word was with God, the Father.
然后这个道就表现在耶稣基督的身上。
And then this word was demonstrated in the life of Jesus.
这个道成了肉身。
It became flesh.
然后住在我们中间。
And tabernacled among men.
然后他向人说话。
And then he spoke to men.
所以你会发现这一个起初万有的那个抽象的道慢慢一步一步就来到了人的中间了。
So you see this abstract word in the very beginning gradually became a reality among men.
他说话。
It speaks.
那么人就听了。
And then men hear them.
那有人接受，有人不接受。
Some accepted, some did not.
那我要先让我们大家来看那些接受的人有什么事情发生。
I first want you to see what happens to those who did accept.
也就是这个道，这个神的话，它不是说说而已。
This word of God is just—it's not casually just spoken.
这个道出来有事情发生的。
When this word is spoken, there's something's happened.
在最早的时候，父神说话。
In the very beginning, with God the Father,
他说有就有，命令就立。
Whatever He said happened.
那么现在，耶稣说话，父神说话。
Now the Son of God, Jesus speaks.
约翰福音四章。
Gospel of John.
我们要看的是。这个五十节
，verse 50，
这是耶稣在地上开始行神迹。
This is when Jesus began to perform miracles.
那这个时候有一个大臣的儿子 病了，要死了。
There was the son of a nobleman who was sick to the point of death.
这个大臣呢，就来找耶稣，求耶稣医治他的儿子。
So this royal official came to Jesus to ask healing.
耶稣本来是大臣希望他跟带着耶稣到他儿子的病床前。为他的儿子祷告。
He wanted to bring Jesus to his home, to his son, to heal him.
耶稣说不必了，你就回家吧。
Jesus said it's not necessary.
你的儿子已经好了。
Go home, your son lives.
如果你是这个大官
，If you're this royal official,
你会觉得，哎呀，我是放下身段来找你，你起码跟我回家祷个告吧。
You may feel that, boy, I've lowered myself to come ask for your help. Couldn't you do the very least, just come home with me and pray for this kid?
耶稣
对
这个大官说：“你回家了，你的儿子就会好。”
But Jesus said to this royal official, "Just go home."
这个人就相信了。
But this man believed.
他没有说：“哎，你给我一点面子，跟我回家吧。”
He didn't continue to ask Jesus to come home with him.
假如我们老中很讲究面子文化的人，大概这个时候就不回家，要死拽要把他拽回去。
For the Chinese who are really fearful of losing face, might not want to believe just yet.
这个人很谦卑啊。
But this was a humble person.
耶稣说：“你回去，你的儿子好了。”
When Jesus says to go home, your son
lives. 果然就好了。
Indeed, his son lived.
所以你就会发现，耶稣的话出来的时候，那个要死的儿子就好了。
So you discover when the word of Jesus came out, this child who was dying lived.
所以主耶稣的话能够医治。
So his word heals.
到了五章二十四节。
And then in chapter 5, verse 24,
你会发现，我实实在在告诉你们，那听我的话又信差我来者的，就有永生。
Jesus said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life."
不至于定罪，已经出死入生了。
And does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life.
到了八章五十一节。
And in chapter 8, verse 51,
我实实在在的告诉你们，人若遵守我的道，就永远不见死。
He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death."
那么，然后五十五节
，And then verse 55。
你们未曾认识他，我却认识他。我若不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样。但我认识他，也遵守他的道。
And you have not come to know him, but I know him. And I say that I do not know him. I will be a liar like you, but I do know him and keep his word.
所以你会发现，这个道。主耶稣自己来到地上的时候，他也在那里完全照这个道而行，照他父的旨意而行。
So Jesus lived by the word.
那么现在他要求凡听见他的道，照着他去行的人，就永不见死，而且得永生。
And he tells those who also do according to his word that you will never see death and you will have eternal life.
人类为什么死亡
？Why is there death in the human race？
因为第一个人。没有听他的什么话。
Because the first man did not heed the word of God.
所以你就会发现，当人违背神的话的时候，死亡罪就进来了。
When men rebelled against the word of God, sin and death entered.
今天神用他的儿女来向这个世界传福音。
Today God used His children to share the gospel to this world.
你会发现，这个福音出来的时候，有人相信，有人。不接受。
You discover that when the gospel is preached, there will be some who believe and some who will not.
不接受的时候，你会发现人就会问很多很多的为什么这样，为什么那样。
When a person does not believe, he has a lot of questions.
我们说，问问题是可以的。
We always say it's good and it's okay to ask
questions. 但是你会发现，很多的时候我们问问题不是真的要问题的答案。
But you will discover some people who ask questions not because they really want the answer.
即使你答了问题，他还有更多的问题。
Even if you've answered that question, they'll come up with more.
所以今天神对我们并没有解释一切，我们很多的事情不知道不懂。
It is true that God did not explain everything to us, so we still have a lot of things we don't understand.
但是神对我们的要求就是说。你对我的话能不能够完全的接受相信懂不懂那是另外一回事
But what God requires of us is to accept his word whether or not we understand
但是我们人的骄傲告诉我们不懂的我不能接受
But the pride of man tells us I will not accept anything that I don't understand
也就是说你认为只要你能够懂你才能够接受的话那太多的事情你没有办法懂
If you only accept when you fully understand, there would be too many things you don't understand.
你每天吃饭你就不懂。
You don't understand how you eat every day.
对不对？你如果真聪明，你会发现，你每天吃饭是个神机骑士，那些玩意儿怎么会变成你的生命
？You would, if you really look into it, you'll find it's a miracle that what you eat sustains your life.
假使你把你这种态度放在吃饭上，你老早饿死了。
If you want to truly understand how eating helps you live, then you'll starve to death.
你并没有要懂这个饭的原理，怎么样变成你的营养，变成你的生命。你就吃了，吃了你就活了。
You really don't need to understand how the food you eat and intake processes and it becomes the sustainer of your life. You still eat.
我们对神也必须是如此。
We have to have the same attitude.
当他的道出来的时候，神对我们要求你接受，你相信。
We have to have the same attitude with the word of God. When His word is spoken, you have a choice of whether or not to just believe and accept.
然后你会明白。
Then you'll come to understand.
但是我们说不懂我不接受。
But some will say, I will not accept anything I don't understand.
那你就。Miss the boat, 你就完全失去了神的祝福。
Then you will miss the boat and miss God's blessings.
那么，然后他说，第三十一节，八章三十一节。
Then in Gospel of John.
好像这个跟我讲的不太一样。我现在要读的是，八章三十一节。耶稣对信他的犹太人说：“你们若常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。”
In John 8:31, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine."
所以他就告诉我们，什么叫做门徒？就是听见我的道去遵行的人，这就是我的门徒。
So he explains what a disciple means. It's those who will do according to his word.
今天我们很多所谓信的人，你说我信了，但是你有没有遵行他的话？没有。
Today there are a lot of people who call themselves believers, but then you ask them, "Are you doing according to the word?"
那个叫做挂名的基督徒。
Those are just so-called Christians.
这里讲的真基督徒、真门徒是听见主的道就遵行。
A true disciple is one who heard his word and does accordingly.
然后到十四章二十三节。
And in chapter 14, verse 23,
他说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道；我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, when we will come to him and make our abode with him."
好不好
？Isn't that great?
你如果遵守主的话，你就是爱他的人。
If you keep the word of God, you're one who loves God.
那主说。不但我要跟你同住
，And God said, "No longer will I come and live with you."
啊，我的父怎么样？也要与你同住。
My father will come and abide with you.
所以，神今天要找的人，就是凡听见他的道，就照着去行的人，他就与你同住，而且是三一的神与你同住，不得了啊
！So what God is looking for today is people who have heard His word and will do accordingly. And then He and the Triune God will come and live with you.
因为神实在太高兴了，太满意了。
Because God is so satisfied with a person like that.
在地上有人遵行他的道。
That He will find a person on earth who will keep His word.
好，再来到了十五章第三节。
And then in chapter 15, verse 3.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Jesus said that you are already clean because of the word which has spoken to you.
你会发现这个道有洁净的功能。
So this word has a power to cleanse.
我跟你们讲的道，你们接受了，你们就洁净了。
When you accept the word I speak to you, you are cleansed.
到十七章十七节再说。
In chapter 17, verse 17, he says again.
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth.
所以这个道是了不得的事情。
So this word is a powerful thing.
道叫我们得生命。
This word gives us life.
道叫我们得医治。
It gives us healing.
道让我们与神同住。
It allows us to live with God.
道让我们得洁净。
It cleanses us.
可是这个道有相当的代价。
But there's a price you will pay for this word.
十五章二十节他说。
Chapter 15, verse 20.
你们要纪念我从前对你们所说过的话，仆人不能大于主人，他们若逼迫了我，也要逼迫你们。 若遵守了我的话，也要遵守你们的话。
Remember the word that I said to you. A slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also.
十七章十四节这样说。
In chapter 17, verse 4.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
那么。
Chapter 17, verse 4.
十四。
Sorry, verse 14 of chapter 17. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
这个世界有些政府没有言论自由。
In some governments of this world, you don't have the freedom to speak.
你如果要讲一些话的话，政府会找你麻烦。
If you say certain things the government does not like, it will come after you.
那今天也是一样，主耶稣说，我现在把这个道传给你们，你们接受。
Jesus said that I have now given you my word and you have accepted them.
那这个世界，这个在一个撒旦的手中。
This world, which is under control of Satan.
所以当这个道出来的时候
，When the word comes out in this world,
谁不愿意
？Who does not like it?
撒旦不愿意。
Satan doesn't.
所以耶稣出来把这个传这个道的时候，撒旦要他的命。
So when Jesus was preaching the word, Satan wanted his life.
借着犹太人的宗教势力来抓他。
Through the religious forces of the Jews.
借着罗马人的政权要把他除掉。
Through the Roman government.
那耶稣说：“我有这个遭遇，你们凡接受我道的人也有同样的遭遇。”
So Jesus said, "I encountered this. All of you who have accepted my word will also encounter this."
所以为这个道有逼迫要来。
So there will be persecution because of this word.
但是主耶稣说不用怕。
But Jesus said, "Do not fear."
我已经胜过这个世界。
I have overcome this world.
而且主也给他的门徒一个保障。
Also, Jesus gave his disciples a guarantee.
十八章九节。
In verse 9 of chapter 18.
十八章九节，他说。这要应验耶稣从前的话说：“你所赐给我的人，没有一个失落。”
To fulfill the word which he spoke, of those whom you have given me, I lost not one.
所以世界有苦难有逼迫，因为这个道。
So the world will give you suffering and persecution because of the word.
我们不能因为世界有逼迫，我们就不传道了。
But you cannot stop sharing the word because of the persecution.
保罗说：“无论得时不得时。”我们总要传这个道。
Paul said whether it is in season or out of season.
那现在做这本书的这个作者，他就是忠于这个道。他今天在巴摩海岛。
So the author of Revelation was faithful to this word to the point of being put on a deserted island.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
这个道是整个神从创世以前一直到今天正在运行的。
This word is at work from the very beginning until today.
所以，约翰的著作在。约翰福音或者他的约翰一二三书，他所注重的是道的 past 跟道的现在。
So in John's writings, whether it is in the Gospel or in his epistles or in Revelation, he focuses on the past of the word and the present of the word.
但是等到他写启示录的时候
，And when he comes to Revelation,
你会发现我们读的第三处圣经
，You'll see in third place the third passage that we read today.
他说我是阿尔法。我是 Omega， 是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。
Verse 8 says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega," says the Lord God, "who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty."
这两句话你好好想一想，太玄了。
If you think deeply upon this verse, it's very mysterious.
对我们老中来讲更昏倒，因为我们根本就不知道什么叫阿尔法，什么叫 Omega。
Especially to the Chinese, we don't understand what Alpha and Omega means.
阿尔法是希腊文字母的第一个字母。
Alpha is the first alphabet in the Greek alphabets.
那么 Omega 是这个希腊字母的最后一个字母。
And Omega is the last one.
那有一个人告诉你我是谁？我是 A， 我是 Z。
So it's kind of like saying I'm A and I'm Z.
你说你是神经病。
You might think these are little nuts.
但是。如果不是写在圣经里面，你简直不敢相信，以神自我介绍的时候，他是这样自我介绍的。所以我们读完还是不知道他在讲什么。
But this is how God introduced Himself, the Alpha and Omega. Even though we don't understand, but we believe this is what God says He is.
有一位懂原文的人告诉我。
A person who understands the original meaning tells me.
他不是说他只是这两个字母。
He's not saying he's just these two alphabets.
他乃是字母所代表的一切，从头到尾。
He is what encompasses the entire series from front to beginning to the end.
对，这个道就是这些字母所表达的。
This word is represented by these alphabets.
你看我们的英文，你的英文圣经，不管这么厚，都是二十六个英文字母拼出来的。
This whole entire Bible, the English Bible, consists of 26 alphabets.
那这个，我们手上的这本圣经的原文是两种文字，一种是希伯来文，是旧约；一种是希腊文，是新约，也是由二十二个字母拼出来的。
And the Bible in the Old Testament composed of letters in Hebrew, and the New Testament composed of letters in Greek are all consistent of alphabets.
所以这不同的字母的 combination 可以表达神的话。
These different combinations of alphabets expresses the word of God.
今天我们叫做数码的时代。
Today we're a generation of codes. We're into codes.
Digital. 对。那么什么叫 digital 时代？
What is the digital generation?
今天你在电脑上所看到的一切。
Everything that you see on a computer today.
或者你手机里面的一切。
Or everything that's on your cell.
是两个号码的 combination.
Is a combination of two.
Two numbers.
Two numbers.
哪两个号码？就是零跟一。
Zero and one.
对不对？然后它，以前的简单的是八个号码，后来变成十六个，再变成三十二个，现在变成六十四个，这个零一零一零一的 combination。
This combination has grown from 8 to 16, now to 64.
所以就是二的六十四次方，这么多的 combination。
So there's a combination as vast as 2 to the 64th.
但你到了这个DNA 的时候，你会发现神用四个号码。
But when you come to the study of DNA, you'll see that God used four numbers.
我们的遗传基因里面是四个号码的 combination.
Our genes is a combination of four numbers.
你会发现，当人类研究这些科学，研究神所创造的时候，开始摸到神的神髓了。
So when people start to study
生命的奥秘
the mystery of life, they start to touch upon what God has done.
会发现神的奥秘都藏在这些 code 里头。
They'll discover that God's mystery is hidden in codes.
我们学了两个 code, 我们就发明电脑。
For people who have studied only two codes, they can create a computer.
Yeah, 那么现在遗传学家要从四个 code 里面来看看到底人是怎么造的。
And people who study DNA will try to learn how DNA is created with four codes.
但是神的智慧，这里的圣经就用一个字来表达，就是道。
God's wisdom is only represented with one word.
这个道发表的是，它是用二十六个字母发表的。
The word is demonstrated in 26 alphabets.
它告诉我们它的名字。不但是阿尔法、欧米伽，他还说他是昔在、今在、以后永在。
He also introduced himself not just as Alpha and Omega, but who is and who was and who is to come.
我读约翰的书的时候，我觉得前面的两个部分就是福音跟他的书信是讲到 was 跟 is。
As I read the writings of John, I feel like his gospel book and his letters speak of who is and who the God who is and who was.
对不对？道成肉身的时候，他想说 "In the beginning."
In the beginning, there was word. That's what who God was.
但是现在最后一本书。
And now, as we come to the very last book.
他讲什么？这个道的 to be.
He's talking about the word who is to come.
所以这你就会发现，这个道它贯穿整个的宇宙，所有的一切都包含在里头。
So you see that this word is all encompassing and includes all of the universe.
从最开始
from the very beginning,
一直到最后的结局
to the future, which is the end.
都包含在这个道的里头。
It's all included in the word.
现在他说他要向这个人来表达。
And now the word will be shown to people.
那是表达，先是表达在耶稣里头，然后现在耶稣要把它表达在教会里头。
First, the word was demonstrated in Jesus. Now, Jesus will demonstrate his word in his church.
然后经过教会，再表现在整个的宇宙中。
And through his church, the word is demonstrated to the universe.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, dear brothers and sisters.
教会 必须认识这个道。
The church needs to know the word.
我世界的人不认识这个道不稀奇。
It's okay for the world to not know.
神的儿女要认识这个道。
But the children of God needs to know.
而且照这个道而去行。
And to heed and to do according to the word.
如果我们明白了，我们照着去行。
And if you understand and you do accordingly.
如果我们不明白呢？
And if you don't understand,
啊，也要照着去行。
Still do accordingly.
因为信心不在理智的范围。
Because your faith is not logical.
信心乃是在灵的范围里头，用我们的信心接受神所示所说的一切。
Your faith is in the spirit, so use your faith to accept all that God has said.
所以今天我们要用人的智慧来理解神，那是叫做 mission impossible， 不可能的。
It's impossible to use your own understanding to try to understand God.
但是感谢神，神给我们这个脑袋是要我们来了解他。
But we thank God He does give us a brain to help us to understand Him.
但是今天我们所需要的是信心，一面是接受他所说的，一面照着去行。理解是在后头。
But what we need today is to have faith to hear what he says and to accept what he says. To understand is it comes later.
所以，我们今天早晨，现在应该讲下午。
So this morning, as now extended it to this afternoon.
我就给大家先开这个头。我上次讲的是这本书的背景，今天我开始讲到这本书的中心的核心。它第一个点就是神的道。
I want to just give you the core of this book, which is the Word.
那么，2000年前，耶稣基督降生。
2000 years ago, when Jesus was born into this world.
故事的本身很简单，就是一个婴孩生在马槽里。
It's a very basic story of a baby born in a manger.
不要忘记，这个里面所隐藏的是神最高的什么启示。最高的智慧。
But don't forget, what is hidden in this baby is God's highest revelation and His wisdom.
因为神要把他自己表明出来。
Because God will demonstrate Himself through this baby.
现在这个道在哪里？
And where is this word today?
啊，现在这个道在哪里？
Where is this word today?
在天上。
Is it in the heavens?
在耶路撒冷。
In Jerusalem.
在哪里？在不在你心里？
Is it in your heart?
如果我们在座的朋友，这个道还没有在你的心里。
If there's any friends among us who does not yet have this word in his or her heart,
你今天要得着它。
Today you want to accept it.
因为道必须成为什么？肉身。
Because this word must become flesh.
先在耶稣基督身上道成肉身。
First, it happened in Jesus, the word becoming flesh.
然后从耶稣这个道就要成为我们的肉身。
And this word now will become our flesh.
但是不是指着这个肉身说的。
Not talking about the physical body.
啊，乃是指着一个属灵的身体说的。
I mean a spiritual body.
这叫做教会。
That is the church.
好，我想我今天就结束在这里。
And that's I'll end here today.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
让我们借着一年一次，我们来纪念你的降生。
That once a year we come together to remember your birth.
主，这是神伟大的恩典。来到人类中间。
This is the great grace of God that come among men.
你把你最大的道今天要启示在我们每一个受造的人里头。
You want to reveal your word to us, your creation.
主啊，我们只有觉得我们太渺小。
No, we can only say that we are so insignificant.
我们跟你来比，那简直无可比拟。
Compared to you, we're too small.
但是主，我们只有感谢你，你把这样大的恩典白白已经赏给我们在基督里。
But God, we thank you for already having given us this grace through Christ Jesus.
借着他，我们得生命。
Through him, we have life.
借着他，我们得智慧。
Through him, we have wisdom.
借着他，我们认识真神。
Through him, we come to know the true God.
借着他，我们病得医治。
Through him, our sicknesses are healed.
借着他，我们罪得赦免。
Through him, our sins are forgiven.
借着他，我们得到永远的生命。
Through him, we have eternal life.
主啊，这是何等的祝福！
God is such a wonderful blessing.
我们真是要谢谢谢谢再谢谢你。
We can't thank you enough.
我们真是求你保守我们在这个地上。
We pray that you will protect us on this earth.
能够照着这道，不但听了，而且去遵行。
That we may hear your word and do accordingly.
好叫我们那一天能够跟你在国度里同有荣耀。
That on that day we can enjoy the glory with you.
祝福你的家。
Bless your home.
祝福你的儿女。
And your children.
这是我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.